Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to continue with your phone calls at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to give you my take on what I think the main trends of 2014 are going to be and why it's such a critical year. We're also going to get into what the big trend is. We began to see not just Detroit, but many areas in Michigan, Illinois, California, you name it, going bankrupt. And we are in a depression. I have a large extended family, and a lot of them have been middle class, upper middle class, you name it, working class. They all have been hurt, and their neighbors all think that they're in a recession or depression. Of course, you know what a recession is when your neighbor's out of work or going bankrupt. It's a depression whenever it's happening to you. By every real benchmark and all the economists we've had on, from Mark Faber to you name it, across the board using real numbers, we've been in a recession since 2008. And if you go just a year, it then technically is called a depression. We are in a very deep depression when you look at the real metrics. But there are still pockets of wealth, but it is really scary. And that's why they're gearing up with the whole police state. You notice that they built before all this happened. They know this bubble is going to implode or explode into World War III. And that's some of the trends I want to get into. Quite frankly, I was going to cover it earlier. I just want to write some notes during a break to kind of focus my thoughts on all the trends and what I think is most important. Because like a pinwheel or like a kaleidoscope, the mind marvels and spins, at least mine does, just thinking of what an incredible time we're alive in right now. But Chicago, you name it, they're all getting ready to go completely belly up. And their answer in Chicago is double this tax, triple that tax, create this tax, which will only further destroy wealth and drive people out. It's amazing. But the globalists don't care because it consolidates their power. In fact, they like making people poor. That's what makes me so angry. I hear about somebody eating bagels for Thanksgiving, or I see people that I've known who are doing well now who are going bankrupt, and folks that can't even pay for gas to drive to work, and the family's breaking up, and the society degenerating, and then people more narcissistic, more entertainment-driven. The spirit of this world is so powerful, it's hard for even me to overcome. And only through prayer and just trusting in God do I have peace. And I don't think I can handle the things I've gone through. 5 years ago, I couldn't have handled all the things that I see in my life. And I guess that which does not kill you only makes you stronger. But there's a Bible verse about with great wisdom comes great sorrow. And it is a feeling of sorrow, but it's also a very deeply fulfilling feeling. To be discerning and aware and sensitive. I'm glad I'm conscious and awake. It's very powerful. It's a very enlightening experience, and I wouldn't want to be a zombie. But I understand why the general public are just shuffling zombies, letting the media program them, because reality is big, and it's lovely, dark, and deep on the surface. And it has many good things in it, but also many bad things. And when you juxtapose the good things next to the bad things, it makes the bad things even that much more abhorrent, and it makes you see the bad things in yourself, bad things that you don't follow through on, bad things that you don't manifest, but nevertheless, you have the knowledge of the good and evil. And so even having the knowledge of evil technology, and by evil technology, systems of manipulation, to even understand the enemy is to become the enemy. I wouldn't go as far as Ender's Game and say is to love the enemy. But you know the enemy's love of evil. And knowing that passion is sharing that passion. Staring into the mind of Satan. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are constantly suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural nutritional supplement that aids ailing bodies, usually within weeks. It has an exclusive formula of wildcrafted organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects from prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Visit HBExtract.com to learn more. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. Visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, in Japan, the government is paying homeless people less than minimum wage to go in and clean out Fukushima. The tens of thousands of radioactive rods and plutonium and uranium there. And almost everyone who did go in when it first exploded to try to emergency fix things have died now. And it's come out in mainstream Japanese media that the government was covering up the level of the radiation. So the government just passed an executive order 2 weeks ago in the Diet, basically giving them martial law powers over information. So there you have it. Coming up, I'm going to break down the big trends of 2014 and why I think it's such a critical year. We're also going to look at U.S. public finance. Day of Reckoning Chicago is tackling the worst pension crisis in the U.S., but methods that got it in a bind are still used across America. I love how the globalist publications like the Financial Times of London, that's able to attend Bilderberg at the very top of the financial publication pyramid. I love how they always, just like in Spain, just like in Greece, just like in Ireland, just like in other places like Iceland, they're always acting like there's a way to fix it. This was designed to bankrupt everything and take over. This is how the globalists conquer you. Any farmer will tell you that when the farm's 20th year comes up and you're going to pay it off, that a couple of years before that comes up, they will accelerate the whole note with a clause in the deed, a clause in the contract to try to make you pay the last couple of years in one lump sum, or they take it from you. And the only reason that that stopped is because in the old days, even up until the 70s, bankers and savings and loan people that did that got shot in the head. But Americans don't act like that anymore. We roll over. And when you roll over, gangsters come in, they take over. People think laying down is how you get liberty. If you went into the wilds of, say, Alaska, and started rolling around on the ground and squealing like a dead rabbit, wolves would come and eat you. And we act like a dying, squealing rabbit. America's new anthem should be a varmint tape of a dying baby squirrel. I mean, that's the call we put out, squealing. Oh, take my rights. Oh, spy on me. Oh, checkpoints. Oh, proctology exams on the highway. Oh, teach my kids to rat on me because the scourge of drugs, when the government ships the drugs in, is trying to put the kids on Adderall and Ritalin and all these Prozac drugs. Oh, you know, take kids that are 5 pounds overweight from their parents and put them in government custody to put them on 7 different drugs and where they're 5 to 7 times more likely to be sexually or physically abused. I mean, no one is looking at the threat and the fruits of this giant global government system. Let me tell you, cherry pie doesn't come out the end of this thing. Freedom and prosperity didn't come out of the end of it. What comes out of it is slavery and poverty and ignorance and, I don't want to say horse manure, because horse manure is actually useful for crops. This is beyond BS, ladies and gentlemen. Bravo, Sierra. And you've got to admit you've been cheated. You've got to admit you've been conned. You've got to admit you've been put in a lackadaisical. Television is what killed America and killed the world. The question is, can we come back from the dead? People are caught in entertainment. If one more man walks up to me on the street or at the grocery store and says, hey, you know, did you see the Cowboys last night? What'd you think? I had 3 people come up to me today and talk to me about the Cowboys last night. And I looked at all of them and I said, man, there's too much going on in the real world to care about the Cowboys. And I went and ate dinner by myself late last night after that game. And I was sitting there in a restaurant. People were coming over to me who were my listeners, but still bringing up the Cowboys losing. And I just like, man, come on. And all the reporters real serious, like they're reporting on World War III about what's happening with football. That's why we're slaves, because people are experts and men get real serious about a game. And so this morning I was watching a little bit of television, watching different NFL games and clips from them and watching grown men who are supposed to be captaining starships by this point and are supposed to be trailblazing, you know, undersea projects and are supposed to be leading and guiding their children and directing the culture and are supposed to be leaders with goals, are running around in little outfits in simulated combat with each other, slapping each other on the butts. And look, I can get into the football. I can sit there and learn all about it, and it's a male soap opera, and get into it. I get it. But as our whole culture goes down the rat hole, as our government funds al-Qaeda to attack Russia to destabilize the Olympics, as Saudi Arabia promised to do 3 months ago, because Russia won't hand over Syria to al-Qaeda, as the cashless society goes in, as the robot cars hit the streets, as they set up the robotic slave systems in France and in, of all places, China to replace humans, as the globalists announce that when they have all this in place and a robot army of drones in place, they'll release the bioweapons and start the war against humanity. I'm convinced they could release bioweapons right now and people would still go along with it and still go along with whatever they say. I mean, it's horrible. We're living in a hardcore science fiction movie. And women are just incredibly, on average, so shallow, so petty, so insecure, so stupid. Men, so shallow, so insecure. I mean, I remember being like 12 years old, walking into a restaurant, being self-conscious when people were looking at me. I remember being a little bit like that, but I mean, now just having not being self-conscious is so good. But then I see other adults that are so self-conscious. I don't care if they're rich or poor, black or white. and all of the idiosyncratic stuff and all the neurotic stuff and all of the, you know, somebody in a fancier car than yours pulling up beside you and revving it so you look over so they can look down on your car. And you just look over at them and it's just like you're not feeling bad because they have a nicer car than you. You're feeling bad because they literally are that shallow narcissistically that they need to feel like a horse running up beside another horse that is faster than you. And that psychology is just so base. But that's how they manipulate everybody. These are the issues that are so frustrating to see humanity becoming more decadent, not more enlightened. I mean, I would be watching on the sat feed as the first explorers arrive on Europa. And by the way, with the technology the globals have had, we could have been there 20 years ago. Probably are. With probes, at least we know. They could already have basically giant extraction units on different planets we know have incredible resources and different planetoids and could already have huge off-war colonies. And I would be watching the sat screens cheering on the settlers. I mean, that would be, and you'd see a ship, you know, malfunction and its reactor blow up. And that would be watching real men and women out there, you know, doing space jumps and all of it. I mean, that's what I want, not men in tight slapping each other on the ass. Excuse me. I mean, that we need to be going into space. We need to be getting the life extension technology. We need to be going into the deep earth. We need to be going into the seas. And if they built up trailblazers again, if they built up leadership again, humans would want that and would support it in the market of ideas and would support corporations and governments that did it. And we could do anything together, but we need goals. Look at all the palaces and temples and pyramids built by man before, by ancients. And we are building nothing but fraud and lies. Our civilization is not building anything but deception because the globalists already have all the advanced technology. They're really giddy about it. They're on power trips. That's the ultimate wealth is knowledge. And they are shuttering the world from human advancement, and I don't like seeing myself and my family walled off in it. I don't like losing humanity to this. We're going to skip this network break because I'm behind going to calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Brad in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. What do you think the most important stories, not the manufactured biggest stories, but what are the most important stories, the most important stories of 2013, and what do you see coming in 2014?
Most important story 2013, I would say, would be Obamacare, number one. False flags, false flag terrorism to put a soft kill on firearms, number two. Snowden, close three. And Congress and the president's unpopularity right there with the other four.
What was number two again? Because I like your list. You got Obamacare. What was number two?
False flags in the U.S., which are creating a soft kill on firearms.
Oh, sure. Some of the stage manufactured shootings. We know Boston bombing was staged.
That's crazy. You cover it better than anybody, Alex. And people like the one that they just recently had on the anniversary of Sandy Hook, right? I don't think you touched on it when I was listening to you. I didn't hear you pounce on that enough saying, hey, it's on the anniversary. It's probably another manufactured staged event.
But folks stopped him, absolutely. And he was a liberal video game head, atheist, a quote, devout socialist who went in there to kill the conservatives.
Right, but my bigger point is it happened on the same day. It's not
very,
a coincidence.
No, I agree. They were trying to pull something off, and it didn't go well. And it was in Colorado again.
Keep it in our consciousness. Hey, here's another one. Here's another one. You got to take our guns. And I don't even have guns, but I think everybody should because the tyranny's coming. That's 2014 probably is.
Why don't you have guns?
Why?
Yeah.
I just never have. I mean,
it's no big deal. Once you go shoot one, you're like, this is the big deal. Just go get it. Get a revolver as your first gun. 357 Magnum. It's all on TV where the lady shoots it and she flies back. There's really no kick on a 357 to speak of. And, I mean, there's more kick in a blender when you turn it on to blend whatever you're making. And just take it to the shooting range. Get a lesson at the shooting range. And it's really no big deal. They add such a mystique to firearms. I mean, there is a mystique to twin firing 50 cal Barrett's with the armor piercing tracer at night. I mean, that's kind of fun. Hand firing a 50 cal is fun, but what else do you see coming up in 2014?
Economic meltdown. I know you've probably heard of this already, but I know Lindsey Williams has just got out a new video talking about economic reset or something like that, currency reset. Something's going to happen here soon because, I mean, they're like you always say, they're all prepared for it. That's why they're getting the military in place it's for the people. There's no question. Ever since 9/11, as you said, it's confusing for the people, but it's not the Middle East or the jihadis or whatever you want to say that they're focused on. It's us. They're coming. They're just boomeranging back on the American people because the economy is going to take a crap and we're all going to be up the creek.
That's right. And that was always the plan. The plan was always, they've done this in country after country, testing it, priming it. They've got a 12-point IMF World Bank plan that got leaked where they engineer this. I mean, that's why we know what they do. It's like I'm a football coach, to use that analogy, and I have the other team's playbook. I've sent spies in to steal it. We have the playbook, but in their case, they published the playbook. That's how dumb they think we are. That is so frustrating. Why do you think they are so open about a lot of what they do?
Because most of us are clueless. We're like we're like you said, we're dumbed down to the point of, until we get our butt kicked, like we're going to get it kicked here soon in the next few years, and people are not going to wake up, and by then it may be too late. Like you always say.
I agree. They have tested us, and I appreciate your call. Excellent points, Brad. Thanks for calling. Hope you had a great Christmas and a wonderful new year coming up. At least we're here not being caught flat-footed, but I'll be honest with you. I am incredibly flat-footed when it comes to this because I know how they work. I know how they operate. I know what screen time does to children. I know what GMO does. I know how families and women and everything works. But it's one thing to know how something works. It's another thing to have the will, even in your own life, to do things right. And I'm a pretty good dad and good husband and things, but there's a lot more I could have done where I've been so focused on fighting the New World Order that in my own life, I'm not that ready for what's coming. I'm more ready than most. I mean, I live out in the countryside and I've tried to get ready, but I'm just here warning people. That's all I can do. And there's no reason that they've got to implode the country. The problem is they set up a system where it's like a self-propelling perpetual motion machine where they've basically got us to the point now where it'll be very hard for them to even reverse what they've done. The only way to do it is to write off all the derivatives, arrest the globalists, stop letting them invest 70%+ of all the tax money in offshore money inside the comprehensive annual financial reports. Yeah, only about 25% of the money goes to even be invested in the budget. And that's, by the way, a public secret that I've been exposing for 16 years. And no one will cover it or talk about it. That's what I mean. It's just all a giant total fraud. It's all a facade. It's all a huge lie. That's why talk radio is being prepared to be dismantled across the board. They've taken the money out of it. They've taken the funding out of it. The other big talk radio networks out there, we're independent, so we're different and able to fund ourselves because we operate on a much smaller budget. But the big banks that own the large syndicators, they just have unlimited trillions now. Why should banks loan to anybody? Why should they even allow media to operate? Why should they keep funding all these networks that lose money? They're just going to get rid of it all. They're going to get rid of all the establishment media, the establishment right-wing media, the establishment left-wing media. They're now defunding you people. You're the traitors that opened the drawbridge at midnight and let the enemy in. And now, do you think the enemy that's taken the castle is going to put you in charge? No. They don't want you around. They are going to take you, and they are going to chain you up, and they're going to politically slit your throat. You people historically are the first on the list. I hope you know what you've done. And I hope you got enough money to get out of the Western world. Because the New World Order doesn't like you knowing where the bodies are buried. They're going to come after you. They always do, fools. Hitler and the Night of the Long Knives against the SA. Lenin, Stalin, all the purges. You're going to be airbrushed out of history. You little narcissistic nobodies reading off their playlist. You didn't have the basic instinct to see evil coming down on us and to resist it. You thought it was cute to join with the wickedness. You thought you'd get power out of working with this long term? Fools. You have given up reason for madness. Look at what you've done. And look at what all of you in the Pentagon going along with this have done. You have destroyed your birthright. You have destroyed your family. We have been set up. And thank God I was born into a family that was aware of this stuff and that I have never been part of it. Thank God that I'm not with you. And I'm not on some high horse saying that. The spiritual debt your families now owe to the world, those of you that have been part of this, the bad things that are going to happen to you from a reap what you sow, karmic perspective, you could say, it makes the God-fearing soul I have shudder when I look at what is going to happen to you. And I'm certainly not a good person either, but I am aware of my evil. I don't like it, and I don't want to be part of it, and I reject it. But all of you out there who have served evil, you better repent now before it's too late. Even if you don't believe in God, folks, you better get your gut straight, get your head screwed on straight, and make a conscious decision that you're not with this, and then go out and reprieve yourself now. And you will feel empowered, you will feel alive, and we could turn the tide. But you've got to decide that you were wrong. You've got to decide that you sold out to evil. You've got to decide you lied to yourself. You've got to look in the mirror, all of us do, and decide that we're going to be better people. And by the way, that's what's fulfilling. When you do the right thing, when you are honorable, when you do have courage, it's not fulfilling to be a minion of wickedness. I'm going to stop preaching. Back to your calls. Michael in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello. Hey, Alex. Good talking to you again.
Good talking to you.
Absolutely. Belated Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Happy rest of the holidays, New Year's, and whatever. Stay at home. It's amateur night. You know that as well as I do. As far as 2013 goes.
Yes, sir.
There's been some good callers today, but I want to requote your phrase from yesterday that you had some great callers yesterday, and they mentioned a lot of things. And I remember this one particular guy that just conglomerated everything, and he put in all the Snowden and Obamacare, this and that and everything. But one thing that hasn't been mentioned a whole lot is the radiation that's going into seafood coming from Fukushima. I did a research paper in college spring of 2011 that had to do with overfisheries, and over the past 100 years, it's like we're down to 10% of the number of fish, and they're hitting the West Coast now. I've warned my brother, and he's aloof. He doesn't care. My mom's asleep. I'm trying to wake them up. They don't want to listen. But
I know. People think it's cool not to care, and they think you're weak, whereas in the old days, it was a virtue to care. Now it's like, oh, look, that guy cares. He wants to know how the world works. What an idiot.
Well, I love seafood. And, I mean, you had the BP oil spill down in the Gulf back, 3-5 years ago, something like that. You know, so that screwed up all those shrimp. And I like tuna. I like seafood.
No, I agree. Overfishing is a real issue. And instead they've used global laws to restrict local fishers or individuals getting fish and then letting the big trawlers go out and get whatever they want. I don't care if it's the U.S., Mexico, where you are in the world. It is despicable. Great point, sir. No, the world is in major crisis. I'm going to continue with your calls for those that are on the board now. Then I'm going to give you my breakdown of 2014.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let me just do this now. I'm going to break down what I think the key trends of 2014 are going to be and what we have to look forward to. And I'm going to do more of this over the next few days and on the nightly news, and I've directed my crew to write on these subjects as well, because we need to really try to get people to focus in on what the real trends are, not the fashion trends, not the sports trends, not the trendiness, but the things that all that trendiness is meant to distract us from. So that's just some of what's coming up. Briefly, please don't forget, this whole broadcast is listener-supported. And I've phased out sponsorship to a great extent just because I want to come back in the new year with a new formatted system of sponsorship that's more focused, more researched, because I want to make sure that all the sponsors I do have are absolutely the highest standard. We already have the highest standards out there. When you hear myself endorsing something, the network has their own advertisers. Some are great, I'm sure. I just don't have time to research it. And I, just at a gut level, will not promote something anymore unless I 100% know it's the best. I just will not do it. So that's why we have great sponsors, a whole bunch of them. A lot of them are great. I just don't even have the personnel or the crew or the system to properly handle even the good sponsors we had. So I'm revamping everything next year. And we are funded by the products we sell, by the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. And we've been able to fund the operation and its expansion thanks to your support. So I want to thank you for all your support over the years, all the patriots and liberty lovers worldwide. I know times are tough out there. And I want to thank everybody into the new year as well. ProPure is the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosate, you name it. There's a lot of other companies claiming this and that. I could be selling those. I don't. I sell what I use, what my family uses. I've done the research. I didn't have a filter company for 2 years because I couldn't find one that was good enough. Promo code WATER10. Promo code WATER10 or WATER. Both codes will get you 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So water is the word to get 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com on their entire line. Or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Also, we have in supply, but it's running out again. It's happening again. It'll be about 4 weeks till we get more. It might sell out in the next week. We have the Survival Shield proprietary National Academy of Sciences certified Nation iodine, unlike any other iodine out there. It is true Nation. And I'm not knocking the other alcohol-based ones that taste like rocket fuel. The doctors I've talked to say that's good as well, but it's probably not really Nation. We've had it looked at and tested some of the brands. It's bound. It's mixed with the alcohol. It just doesn't have the same effect. Real Nation turns blue, purple. And so you will see that with our Survival Shield available at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com also has a link there. And the Fluoride Shield is the best value, even over Survival Shield, and we do have that in. It's in a 2-ounce bottle, not a 1-ounce bottle. So you get 2 ounces for $39.95, not 1 ounce for $29.95. And it has the Nascent Iodine in it as well, but five other systems, organic, the best out there, Shilajit, you name it, known to absolutely detoxify not just fluoride, but a whole bunch of other toxins and heavy metals. And warning when you take this, go to a physician beforehand because it's all legal, lawful, what they call, you know, FDA grass, you know, certified, stuff that's known to be safe, the highest standard. The point is that still we're so toxic that taking this stuff, you know, I detoxed, and I'm still detoxing. I still lead an unhealthy lifestyle in many areas. But people can see the difference in my face, difference in my eyes, difference in clarity. My family's seen it. People around here that have been taking it have seen it. I mean, this is the real deal. This is the real deal. And I would challenge you in the new year to get a bottle of Fluoride Shield. It's 2 ounces, so you get double for only $10 more. And it has the Nascent Iodine in it as well. So it's really the best value out there. So InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have a video there breaking down what's in it. I mean, it's the real deal. It will start detoxing you. Get ready for stuff to come out of your skin, to come out other ways. I'm just going to leave it at that. This is the real deal. And I'm only 4 months into all this because I did it for several months before I, you know, then mass-produced it. And this is from years of research with wide spectrum experts. This is the best stuff I could find. InfoWarsLife.com, 888-253-3139. And lastly, we have the Christmas special. We're extending into New Year's for at least a week or two. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 on a monthly membership to share them with friends and family to see the nightly news and more. Or in support of the tip of the spear for the First Amendment and true independent liberty media, pro-Second Amendment, you name it, pro-family, pro-property. We are being attacked by the White House run, MSNBC, Media Matters, you name it, because we are having a big effect. We are defending liberty. And it's a great way to support the broadcast and wake up friends and family. And we're going to extend the special where you can get 5 months free when you sign up for a year, 5 months off the yearly price. Basically, you buy like 6.7 months and you get 5-point-something months free. When you calculate it all out at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I want to thank all the members. And if you're not a member or you used to be a member in the past, we've really revamped, made the site even better. It's on Roku. It's on Boxy and so many other systems. So you can watch it on your television. So you can have friends and family over to see the nightly news and see Leanne McAdoo and Ja'Kari Jackson and David Knight and Darren McBreen and John Bowne and all the rest of our great crew do what they do. So, again, thank you all for being PrisonPlanet.tv members. If you're not a member, 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. One membership, 11 people can use. Okay, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, let's go back to your calls. And yeah, I'm just not ready yet. And I wrote a bunch of it down, but I want to brainstorm some more during breaks to really try to give you, what in my mind, what I think is going to happen in 2014 and what I think the main trends are. And it's not that I'm not decisive. It's just that there's so much there that I'll do it at the start of the next hour. I'm going to go to your calls right now. Then I'll get into the Volgograd attacks. Sounds like something out of a movie. Talk about a barbarian named Volgograd. The bombings of train stations and trolleys over there. And Saudi Arabia is saying they were going to do this a few months ago. This is not a false flag from what I've seen, because the motive is to screw up the... Look at the numbers of what this Winter Olympics is meant to bring in. I've seen numbers of $6 billion, $10 billion for prestige for Russia, maybe more. I mean, this is, hey, if you don't give us Syria, we're going to activate al-Qaeda all across your southern flank, your soft Ruski underbelly. And you can see the Swiss Army knife of al-Qaeda, how it's used against America to take our liberties. It's used against the Russians. The criminal bankers are using it. And I don't think, I've been predicting, that you're going to see massive false flags all over the world by al-Qaeda forces. And by false flags, al-Qaeda is a tool of the banksters. So that's the false flag. And that's the big hoax to go, Alex, you don't believe there's Muslim extremists? I've never said they aren't. I'm not saying that guys from the army go and wire the World Trade Center with bombs. Inside criminal groups plant the bombs in the buildings. They had evacuations, shutdowns of whole floors for months doing construction where the bombs went off. They have people that get on board who are double agents, we know, working for the CIA, who also work for Saudi intelligence on record. That's been declassified. That came out in Congress that some of those guys were double agents, bare minimum. But then you're not supposed to talk about that. No, that went on. And then whatever really happened, the only real cell phone calls, cell phones don't work above 4,000 feet. I've flown, I don't know, let's not exaggerate, 40, 50 times since the 9/11. And I always, obnoxiously, I want to fly next time and have somebody fly with me and shoot video of this, where I'm going to be on the phone taking off from Austin, and within about 2,000 feet, it cuts out. I've gotten as high as about 3,000, 4,000 before. You ask how I know, I can see radio towers that are 1,000 feet tall and tell. The point, and then, you know, basically estimate my height. The point is, you're in the air 2 minutes, your cell phone drops, sometimes a minute. Everybody knows that. But now, oh, the FCC looks at authorizing cell phones. Those are cell phones like on a cruise ship. If you're on a cruise ship 500 miles from Galveston or 1,000 miles, your cell phone isn't working to Austin when I call family. It goes through a big hub that goes to a satellite from the ship. And that's what they're authorizing for airlines to charge you when you fly, just like you have internet now on airplanes. But I've seen these articles discrediting Alex Jones. Look, cell phones are going to work. The FCC's going to let them do it. The FCC's looking at them putting high-powered satellite links and other systems on the planes so you can use the cell phones that are already there in data packages with internet, like on Virgin Atlantic and others that have come out with it in the last 2 years. Man, the ignorance of people. Oh, look, cell phones now work in the sky. There were supposedly hijacker calls that were made at 33,000 feet from non-air phones. And the FBI, to their credit, went and looked at the Solicitor General claiming his wife had called him. Those phone calls were not made. My wife called me when the hijackers were on board. And it's around 30,000 plus feet, and no one called. The only real calls were from air phones, which, again, go through a coupler link. It's old technology. And it was stewardesses saying, there's gas, I can't breathe. The only two real calls were, there's a bomb. We've been told to stay where we're at, but we can't breathe. There's a gas. And the intel, the best intel we've got, and high-level people I've talked to who weren't involved in it, but are high-level analysts, have broken down to me from the airlines and other places. I'm just going to leave it at that. That what they believe is, they told him it was a drill, just like James Woods saw Muhammad Atta and others do a drill of a hijacking and a bomb takeover with air marshals on flights 2 weeks before 9/11. They thought it was another drill, which they have, The guys get on board. Gas is released. They tell everybody, be calm. We're just doing a drill. It's a bomb, you know, things. Stewardesses call. They release a gas, knock everybody out. The guys in the drill don't know it. Remote control takes control of the aircraft. I remember being made fun of, being told there's no such thing as remote controlling aircraft. They were remote controlling aircraft in World War II, not just from the German side, but JFK's older brother, who was going to be the guy that they were going to run for president, but Joe Kennedy Jr., he died in a chase plane, a fighter plane, directing multiple B-17s loaded with explosives. That's how the Allies had drones. They didn't have the V-1s, V-2s, and stuff the Germans had that were pilotless. They would have chase planes with radio, and he was piloting the plane while making adjustments, steering multiple drone weapons. And then they sent up a bunch of German, I think it was Focke-Wulfs, they said were thought to have been the ones that took him out. Was it Focke-Wulf 109s? Point is that this is the type of stuff that goes on, ladies and gentlemen. That's cool, I'm playing People's Wolf. But the issue here is, I'm ranting and said I'd go to your calls. See, I can go into any subject and start talking about it because it's so frustrating. Those phone calls were fake. The only two real air phone calls said, we can't breathe, there's a gas. I don't know what happened on 9/11, but the official story has more holes in it than a sieve, than a colander, than the Swiss cheese moon of Endor. All right, let's go to your phone calls. Thank you for holding. John in Wyoming, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I think probably the ongoing cover-up of Benghazi is probably the biggest story of 2013. Because they're still lying about it. They're still covering it up. All the networks are covering it up. Because I exposed this, too, as you have been doing for quite some time. I exposed this in a letter to the editor on September 8th. And it was a long thing. And I exposed the fact that Ambassador Stevens and his colleagues were murdered because they were complaining about all of the chemical weapons and automatic weapons and Stinger missiles that the CIA was funneling through Benghazi to the al-Qaeda elements in Syria. And, of course, I've been widely criticized by the lapdog news media and some of their minions out there. But let me tell you a couple of things that have happened recently here, if I may. The county commissioners, lapdogs for Agenda 21, on the 17th of December passed an ordinance which requires people living along the creek to build any structures at least 1 foot above the floodplain. So it's purely Agenda 21. And out of more
and again, than- most of the houses are already in a 100-year floodplain, and this is all global agendas where they basically restrict most of the property, but then unrestrict their property, selectively increasing the value of their property.
And out of more than 20,000 people living in Sheridan County, Wyoming, only three of us showed up to complain about these. And, of course, they are always given the kid glove treatment by the lapdog prostitute news media. Now, also, Friday I found out, this last Friday, the 27th, that the previous day, Thursday, the 26th, that at least four B-1 bombers were cruising around the area. See, if you go to Ellsworth Air Force Base on the east side of Rapid City,
well, didn't you just have one crash out there a while back?
No. But the B-1 bombers are controlled out of Ellsworth Air Force Base.
Hold on. I think there was one crash this year out west, but go ahead.
Yeah, it was further. It wasn't around here, but they had four B-1s cruising around the area. And this is the same Air Force base that controls the drones that drop on people's heads all over the world. And it's the same Air Force base that sends these B-1s anywhere in the world to drop bombs on them 24 hours a day. And, of course, the lapdog prostitute news media that we have here in Wyoming doesn't cover anything. Whenever you go up there, as I did, to stop this Agenda 21 item that the county commissioners passed unanimously, And I tried to stop it, and I said, who are you going to emulate, the Founding Fathers when they crafted the Bill of Rights in 1791, or Karl Marx when he crafted the Communist Manifesto in 1848? I said, one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto is the abolition of private property ownership. So what are you people doing? You're using overregulation and overtaxation to accomplish the same goals, to drive people off their property because of overregulation and overtaxation.
Sure, that's the plan. I got to jump here in a minute. What do you think is coming in 2014?
I think you're going to see all kinds of, like you said, false flag operations. You're also going to see Ben Bernanke and his cronies, now Janet Yellen, further devalue the dollar. The dollar is going to very likely collapse sometime in 2014. And they're going to have all kinds of false flag operations so they can give themselves an excuse to raid people's houses to confiscate their firearms.
I hear you, my friend. Thank you so much for calling us. We're going to come back and talk to Truth Raider. And we're going to talk to Nick, Ryan, James, and then I'm going to give you what I think is going to happen in 2014. Of course, a lot of that's up to us and where I think the world is going. Straight ahead on the other side of this break.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Do you need push-button heat with no batteries, no microwave, and no cords? Introducing Hot Shots, a must-have heat source for any cold weather activity, aches and pains, and more. Hot Shots reusable heat packs come in many sizes and provide hours of soothing heat. Yes, reusable, with a lifetime warranty. Don't be left out in the cold. Call 916-214-6943 or visit reusableheat.com. Hot Shots, instant portable reusable heat anytime, anywhere. That's reusableheat.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
There's a reason why the U.S. government is conducting emergency drills simulating the collapse of the U.S. electrical grid.
Northeast Corridor, offline. They're getting prepared.
Will you be prepared when it shuts down?
A massive power outage.
The cyber Pearl Harbor.
The evacuation procedures are working.
The Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus portable solar generators. Available exclusively at offthegrid.com. The strongest, longest-lasting solar generators. Dollar for dollar, watt for watt, on the market. Double the size and output, but not double the price. Oh yeah, one more thing. You only pay $10 for shipping for the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Actually, shipping is just $10 for any order at offthegrid.com. Before you spend your hard-earned cash on a solar generator, do yourself a favor and check out the Grid Eraser and Grid Eraser Maximus at offthegrid.com. Solar generators with an attitude.
In 1814, with took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and
a lot of times I cover most of the news in the first hour. I'm going to be doing that the third hour today and giving you my trends on 2014. We're taking your calls on what you think the most important stories of 2013 were. I think the increasing radiation levels. Next year, it's going to be that giant wave that's taken 2+ years to get here from Fukushima of debris. Just untold tons of it is to be hitting the West Coast the next 3 to 4 months. It's going to start in the next month, but just continue piling up. So that's one of the trends. But the Syria war not going the way the globalists wanted. They're now lashing out at Russia, clearly. Like Saudi Arabia said, we're going to use Al-Qaeda to attack it. We run them. I think that's really the big trend, is people are waking up, but if you're not awake, you'll just buy anything. Or maybe that's not even it. The system knows they can't hide what they do anymore. So Saudi Arabia, where 15 of the 19 hijackers supposedly came from on 9/11, openly runs Al-Qaeda against Syria, Libya, Egypt, and now Russia, and says, we're going to start bombing right before the Olympics, and we're going to bomb the Olympics. This is letting them know they're serious. They just bombed twice where the Olympics are coming, killing more than 30 people. And our media is like, increased security in New York and in other areas after Al-Qaeda groups hit Russia. And this is the criminal media and the criminal hijacked government attacking Russia, and then even using their attack, thinking we're so dumb to go, and we're going to take your rights because you saw what's happening in Russia with the Al-Qaeda. And that's why I get so angry at TSA people, because they're getting radiated all day. They're having their rights taken, too. I don't dislike them as people, but they'll do the chat down. Oh, where are you going, Mr. Jones? And I go, let me guess. You know I'm a listener. That doesn't matter. I do know who you are, but I'm still going to ask where you're going. You know where I'm going. And then they'll really be mean to other people in these chat downs. And I'm like, listen, I'm done with you. And I did this in front of Leanne McAdoo when we flew back from England, covering Bilderberg. I said, listen, the government runs Al-Qaeda, everybody knows it. Now stop asking me questions. And they were like, oh, you can go, you can go. And I just can't handle it anymore, man. The government runs Al-Qaeda. And then you want to make me a suspect? Our stinking government's been taken over by criminals, and they're bombing the Russians right now. We're lucky the Russians don't start attacking us. But they know it's globalists doing it. But I'm telling you, the Saudi Arabian government better watch their butt. I am sick of their domestic operations as well. They're involved in our media trying to shut people up. We've had clearly what we believe is Saudi intelligence mess with one of our reporters. And I'm not putting up with your crap. You think you run the whole world, you don't. I'm just so sick of it. I meant to go to calls and start ranting. It makes me angry, ladies and gentlemen. Because I don't care about money at the end of the day. I don't care about fame at the end of the day. In fact, it's a prison. What I care about is not letting these scum win and take over and make me and my future family slaves. I care about survival. And it makes me mad that the criminals that run our country that have hijacked it, at Benghazi, like the callers that were getting them nerve gas and missiles and all the rest of it, and then they all get caught lying and nobody gets in trouble, and I'm just sitting here, it's all a joke. It's like when a cop pulls me over and asks if I have any drugs in the car. And I'm like, listen, the government brings in most of the drugs. Do I look like I'm on drugs, buddy boy? I'm tired of being treated like a suspect. The government's the suspect.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.